Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Today on Adventures in Odyssey, Alex Jefferson learns about responsibility when he creates a new website about Wits End.
This is preposterous!
Our most newest Imagination Station program here at Wits End contains graphic violence.
But first, Nick Mulligan discovers the importance of being a good example when he gets a new job and makes a new friend.
My name's Nathaniel.
Yeah, well, I'd love to stay and chat, Nathaniel, but I'm late for a job interview over at Wits End. Catch you later.
All this and more is coming up on today's Adventures in Odyssey. And now, back to Adventures in Odyssey.
Rodney.
Make me Widow Nathaniel. Come on, Shrimp.
Leave me alone.
What are you going to do, run away? You might overexert yourself, so you ought to warm up with some jumping jacks first.
Ow! Stop it! Stop it!
Hey. This must be that new game I've heard about, where the big, ugly, dumb guy picks on someone half his size.
Maybe. Who wants to know?
I do, that's who. See, I don't like that game.
You going to do something about it?
Hey, anytime you're ready, pal. Here, kid, hold my ring.
Who, me? Sure.
Yeah, just be careful with it.
All-City Youth Boxing Champ?
Yeah, I won it back in New York.
Boxing Champ?
Yep. I don't want it to get scratched up again. Last time I got it tangled up with the other guy's dental work. Knocked out his two front teeth.
Listen, I just remembered. I gotta go. We'll do this another time!
Yeah, I thought so.
Here's your ring.
Yeah, thanks. You okay, kid?
Uh-huh. My name's Nathaniel.
Yeah, well, I'd love to stay and chat, Nathaniel, but I'm late for a job interview over at Wits End. Catch you later.
Wits End? Hey, that's where I'm going!
Now everything looks good, Nick. You can start today if you like.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, sir, Mr. Whitaker.
The kitchen's that way. Why don't you get busy stocking the freezer?
Right.
Who is that guy, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, hi, Nathaniel. That's my newest employee, Nick Mulligan.
He works here?
He does now.
He just rescued me from Rodney Rathbone in McAllister Park.
Oh, well, a friend like Nick could be just the thing for a guy with bully trouble. Excuse me.
Wow, friends.
Right on time.
Nick, let me get the door for you.
Huh? Oh, ow, my leg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay, kid. I think I can get the door, though.
Sure thing, Nick.
Oh, that's smart. Okay, 2 triple fruit splits and a chocolate soda on table 9.
Need help with that, Nick?
No, wait, I...
Sorry.
Yeah, well... I needed some practice with the mop anyhow.
Hi, Nick.
You again. Oh, please, don't touch the car.
I won't. I was just trying to be your friend. I'm sorry.
Listen, Nathaniel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to be my friend, all you gotta do is ask.
Really?
Sure, what'd you think? Well, listen, I gotta get going, but, I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, great. Nick!
Hey, Nate. Another day, another dollar, huh? So what do you want to do? Shoot some hoops?
Nah, basketball really isn't my thing.
How about rollerblading?
Not exactly.
Well, there's a new bike trail.
My bike's in the shop.
A hike around Trickle Lake.
Nah, what I'm really looking for is some real action, you know?
Such as...
Did it, Nick. You beat level 16.
Eh, nothing to it. Now you try it.
Me? Level 16?
Sure, why not? Climb into the driver's seat.
Okay, but...
All the benefits are on the loose.
and they're after you.
Whoa! Here they come!
Okay, all right, just stay loose. You can do it.
Take that, you dummies! Ha ha! Oh, and that! Ha!
All right, that's it, kid. That's it. Beautiful!
I got him, Nick! I got him! Thanks to you! Wait, here comes some more! Yeah! Ha ha ha! Yo, Nick!
Hey, Nate, how you doing?
Cool, very cool.
Oh, Nick, there's a spill over there on table four. Can you take care of it for me?
Yeah, sure thing, Whit. I'm on it.
You call him Whit?
Sure, man. We're tight.
Wow. I mean, that's cool. Well, I just came in to say, yo. Gotta split. Catch you later, man.
Yeah, later. Now, where did I leave that?
Mop?
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome. And, Nick?
Yeah?
Let's keep it to Mr. Whitaker on the job, okay?
Oh, yeah. Sure thing, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, busy day.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm glad we're finally closing up.
Oh, you're a hard worker, Nick. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, thanks, Mr. Whitaker. I like working here.
Good. By the way, I notice you've picked up a fan.
Oh, you mean Nathaniel?
Uh-huh. A miniature Nick. So how does it feel to be put up on a pedestal?
It's all in good fun. No big deal. Besides, I think the new image has done him good.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, Nathaniel's had a hard time fitting in, and your friendship goes a long way with the other kids. You've given his self-confidence a real boost.
Yeah, well, the kids are right. I like them.
I can see that. It is a big responsibility, you know.
What's that?
Having that kind of influence in a boy's life.
Hey, don't sweat it. I got everything under control.
Glad to hear it. Well, I guess I'll go on home and get working on that magazine article. You don't mind locking up, do you?
I'm right on it, Mr. Whitaker. Don't worry about a thing. Ah, time for a smoke.
Nick, what's up?
Hey, Nate. Got a paycheck in my pocket and a whole Friday night ahead of me. Life is good.
Yeah, right. You smoke?
Just a habit I picked up in the old neighborhood. Everybody did it. So, you need a ride home or something?
No, that's okay.
Well, you gotta make tracks. See you around, eh, kid?
Yeah, later. He smokes.
Eugene, what's going on? Where's Mr. Whitaker?
Nick, thank goodness you've arrived. Mr. Whitaker's gone to the emergency room.
The emergency room?
Yes, a respiratory crisis, I believe.
You mean he couldn't breathe?
Precisely. At least all the circumstantial evidence would lead one to suppose so.
I don't believe this. I mean, he's put on a few extra pounds lately, but I never thought that Mr. Whitaker...
Mr. Whitaker, no, you misunderstand. I'm speaking of your friend and sidekick, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel? Why would he have trouble breathing?
Possibly because he's severely asthmatic.
Nathaniel's an asthmatic?
Indeed. He looked extremely agitated and pale.
So that's why he didn't want to hike or play basketball. But I saw him just yesterday afternoon. Oh, man. And he saw me with a cigarette. Cover for me, Eugene. I gotta go.
Where?
To the emergency room.
Paging Dr. Jorgensen to the mental ward. Dr.
Jorgensen,
please.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker. Oh. I came as fast as I could. How is he?
Nick, I didn't expect you to...
Oh, it's all my fault, Mr. Whitaker.
What? Your fault?
Yeah, I was locking up yesterday afternoon and, well, I know it's a bad habit.
Well, Nick, I don't...
I lit up without even thinking about it. I had no idea he was asthmatic. Is he okay?
I'm fine, Nick.
Oh, Nate. Oh, you okay? What happened to your hand?
Just a little burn.
It's second degree. He'll be fine. I called his parents.
You mean it's not asthma?
Not this time. I burned myself with a lighter.
Oh, good. I mean, not good. Oh, but at least it's not asthma.
No, just me being a loser again. I can't even light a cigarette without burning myself.
Whoa, look, Nathaniel. I'm the loser for smoking. And I'm not gonna do it anymore. As of this minute, I'm calling it quits.
Good choice.
And no more trash talk about yourself, Nathaniel. You are not a loser. You're my friend.
Thanks, Nick.
Oh, here come your folks, Nathaniel.
I guess I better tell him what happened.
No, I think we both should. Come on, Mr. and Mrs. Graham, I'm Nathaniel's friend Nick Mulligan, and there's something I need to tell you.
Now, that's what I call cool. Yes, we're getting to the bottom of it right now.
Good grief!
Yes, I'll call you right back.
This is preposterous, absurd, totally implausible.
Well, Eugene, is this the website about Wits End?
Yes, and look.
Oh, let's see. According to an exclusive interview, Eugene Meltzner said, our most newest Imagination Station program here at Wits End contains graphic violence? Oh, no, Eugene.
Indeed. As if I'd ever use the double superlative, most newest.
Oh, Eugene, I'm talking about the graphic violence part.
Huh? Oh, well, I assure you, Mr. Whitaker, I never said anything of the sort.
Well, I believe you, Eugene, but do you remember giving any interviews?
No. I do recall a conversation with Alex Jefferson, but it was hardly an interview. We discussed your latest program.
Noah's Ark.
Correct.
Yeah.
I recall mentioning that the flood sequence was one of the finest we had yet made, with remarkably realistic graphics showing the violence of the rising waters. Oh, no.
All right. You go find Alex, Eugene, and I'll try to explain this to the parents. Hello?
I am really, really sorry, Mr. Whitaker. Really, really, really.
Oh, it's all right, Alex. Just remember that whenever you interview people, you need to tell them so. Otherwise, what they say is considered off the record, which means you don't publish it. And always verify what you hear.
Yes, sir. So I guess you want me to shut down my website.
No, not at all. In fact, I want you to keep it going. Just run all your information by me first.
Great, because I'm about to launch a whole new section called the Ice Cream Scoop with the latest news about Wits End. It's going to be great, Mr. Whitaker.
Okay, I can't wait to see it.
David, you trying to scare me to death?
Sorry, I thought you heard me. You want to go out and toss the frisbee around?
I'm kind of right in the middle of something.
You're still working on that website?
I'm almost finished.
You said that last week. You've been inside so long, you're starting to look pasty.
Pasty?
All day long, you're either here or Wits End. Don't you think this is taking up too much of your time?
Not at all. Look at these emails.
Great job. Most awesomely spectacular sight I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Most spectacularly awesome sight I've ever seen. Get a life, will ya?
Huh?
That one's from me.
Very funny. It is to laugh. Oh, this is great.
What?
I just set up a chat room on the website. It's got 7 people on it.
That's all we need. 7 more Alexes.
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
Oh, brother. Look, if you don't want to go toss the frisbee, do you at least want to go to the circus Saturday afternoon? They're giving away free tickets at the mall, today only.
Hmm?
The circus, you know, with clowns and acrobats and bearded women and elephants you can ride. A bunch of us are going.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to go or not?
What? How about you go and I'll join you when I'm done.
What? Alex?
Look, David, I'm right in the middle of something here. I'm getting complaints about bugs on the website.
Well, I wouldn't want to interrupt you and your bugs.
Lots of people depend on me. See? Look on the chat room. They're asking me where I went. I'm right here.
And I'm out of here.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, hi, Alex. Or should I say Mr. Celebrity?
Huh?
Well, it's not every day you get to be on the 6 o'clock news.
The 6 o'clock news? Me?
Yes, you. The folks from Channel 10 heard about your website and they were very impressed.
And they really want to put me on TV?
Oh, if it's okay with you.
Of course it's okay.
Well, good. They want to do it here at Wits End, up in my office. And you need to get your parents to sign this release here.
No problem.
Well, then we'll see you back here Saturday afternoon.
Great.
Have you seen David? I want to tell him.
I think he's out in the park.
You're gonna be on TV?
Yeah, they want to talk to me about the website.
That is so cool.
Very. They're gonna do the interview at Wits End on Saturday afternoon. I'm kind of getting nervous about it. Will you be there?
No, I can't.
Why not?
I'm gonna be at the circus.
What circus?
The one that's in town on Saturday afternoon. Remember?
How can I remember when you didn't tell me about it?
I did tell you about it. 3 days ago. The only day they were giving away free tickets at the mall.
Free? Did you get me one?
No.
What?
You were working on your website. You told me to go ahead and you joined me later. When you didn't show up, I figured you didn't want to go.
Man, I love the circus.
You can still buy a ticket.
I don't have any money.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you all about it when I get back.
It's not the same as being there.
At least you still have your TV interview.
Yeah.
Alex, meet Norm Sardoni from Channel 10 News.
Hi, I see you all the time on TV.
Of course you do. This is my cameraman, Davey.
Hi.
Okay, Alex, just take a seat and we'll get started. Camera rolling. In this computer age, everyone is trying to spin a cyber site on the World Wide Web. But when it comes to local kids' attraction, Wits End, it isn't the owner who's created the site, but 11-year-old Alex Jefferson. Alex, what gave you the inspiration?
Well, the whole place did. I mean, Wits End is the coolest.
But what makes it the coolest?
For one thing, all the great inventions. I mean, there's the train room, and then the transmuter, and the room of consequences, and the imagination station.
Okay, let's start there. Tell us about the imagination station.
Well, tell you?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a time machine, isn't it? Where you can experience history or flights of fancy?
Yeah, sure.
So what's it like to go on all those adventures?
Well, I haven't been on all of them.
Then what's your favorite adventure?
To tell you the truth, I've never actually gone on one.
Oh. Then how do you know the Imagination Station is so cool?
Well, I hear what other kids say about it.
I see. How about the Room of Consequences? Ever been in there?
No.
The transmuter?
Uh-uh.
Have you at least tried the ice cream here?
Well, the website takes a lot of work.
Sounds like you've spent so much time in the virtual world, you've turned into a virtual kid.
What?
You just admitted that you never experience anything for yourself and you live your life through other kids.
I didn't exactly say that.
Mr. Sardoni.
Are you obsessed with computers, Alex?
No!
Mr. Sardoni, that's enough.
But this was just getting good.
Now, that's what concerns me. I'm going to have to ask you to leave now.
Sure. If that's the way you want it, we'll just pack up our camera and go somewhere else. Come on, Davey.
Uh-huh. Alex.
Excuse me.
Alex, wait. Oh, boy. Alex?
Guess I made a big fool out of myself, huh?
No. A little fool, maybe, but not a big one.
Thanks.
Alex, you know, you have a lot of passion, and that's good. You just have to learn to control it, instead of letting it control you.
Yeah, it controlled me so much that I even missed out on going to the circus.
You know, the only master you should have is Jesus. When you let something else master you, A, the Lord doesn't like it, and B, you could miss out on all the fun. Uh-oh, here comes that after-circus crowd. Are you going to be all right, Alex?
Yeah, I think I'll just go home.
You're Alex Jefferson, right? The one that made the Wits End website?
Yeah, but...
I'm Jamie. Your website is so cool. It's the only one I ever go to anymore.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'd be on now except my mom kicked me out of the house. How'd you come up with such a great site?
Well,
How long did it take you to make it?
It's really...
How do you do those cool icons and sound effects?
Whoa. Listen, Jamie, I'll tell you everything you want to know about the virtual Wits End. But first, let's say we explore the real one.
Really? Sounds great!
Mr. Whitaker?
Mm-hmm?
How about starting my friend Jamie and me off with some ice cream? some real ice cream.
Oh, coming right up.
Looks like Alex is on his way back to being a real kid instead of a virtual one. And I'm glad Nick realizes that being a good influence is a full-time job. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Where There's Smoke was written by Jim Ware. That Story and the Virtual Kid were directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger and Will Ryan. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.